Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No disrespect to you, Ted, but the fashion just went up a notch.
Oh, yeah.
With Razor getting here in studio. He must be on TV or something later. Got a nice suit on there, Razors. That's too nice to get barbecue sauce on.
I'm not as casual and good looking as Ted. I can't eat barbecue because it's gray and it'll inevitably be a disaster.
You know, what I'm always amazed with when I run into an NHL guy is how lean they are. There's just not an ounce of body fat. I just look at this son of a gun. He's been out of the game for a while. He's still like leaned up.
Did you size him up?
I sized him up.
Oh, you did.
I sized him up.
Well, yeah.
Ted always sizes up the ex-athletes, the guests.
When we first started doing it, I gave him the handshake and the old on the shoulder.
You did? Yep. What shoulder?
Yeah. I felt something there. It was good.
What shoulder?
But he's looking good, man, for sure. Thanks for coming in, bud.
No, it's the best. Love to see you guys.
And as you know, who else is looking good is Boston Bruins. We've kind of ebbed and flowed with these win streaks, losing streaks over the course of the season, but now they're hot. They've turned a corner. My guy Marco Sturm, what do you attribute this little run to?
Well, a few things. The resiliency, I think, that this group has that they went looking for in the summer. The players we talked about that they brought in, they talked a lot about P&V, and I think this is kind of what that is to get through those tough spots, not pout, not feel bad for yourself. Continue to work. When it comes to Marco Sturm, I think what we just saw over the first month of the season was exactly who he is. He's disciplined. He's consistent. He focuses day to day and does not deviate from that. He has a process. He has it. He wants to play defense a certain way. He wants his team to play a certain way. And if they lose 7 in a row, he's not relenting. He's not changing anything. And he's been able to stick with it. And they've looked like they look like a cohesive group the last 8 days.
P&V, one of my favorite sayings of all time. I love that. But I want you to listen to what Marco Sturm said. They played the Senators 5 games ago, and they got walloped pretty good, 7-2. And this is what head coach Marco Sturm said after the game.
Mistakes of execution, how damaging are those and how fixable are those mistakes?
You either buy in or not. That's right there. That's the difference. If you just look at the Ottawa team today, and they do it and we're not. And that's the game.
Do players respect the direct talk? Like no, you know, mincing around it. It's like, boom, just guys aren't buying in. And that it seemed they responded well. You could almost see it going the other way, but they won the next 4 games after that.
Exactly. And yes, they do. Yes, they want directness. And that you're going to get that from Marco. Everyone, and we did talk to Brick this morning. I went to pregame, and he talked about just how honest and direct Marco has been in every single one of those interviews on Nesson after the game with him. It's very... There's no, you know, if a guy makes a mistake, if a team's made a bad play, he calls it out. There's no way to get around that nowadays. Everybody knows exactly what's going on these phones. Everyone knows who's supposed to get criticized, who isn't. And I think for Marco to come in, He healthy scratched a guy like Casey Mittelstadt, who's a veteran guy making over $5 million a year in Utah. He responded instantly. His second line's been as good as that line the Bruins have had over the past six, 7 days. He's sat out Mason Lowe right now for the last four games. He made a decision after that Ottawa game. Guys aren't buying in. Mason Lowe is a bit of a casualty in that. But since then, Jonathan Asperol, guys come up from the minors. He's played four games in a row. He's won four in a row. Everybody's accountable. Now, Mason's going to get back in the lineup at some point, but the bar's been raised for him. If you're a professional athlete, you completely get that.
Oh, yeah.
Loud and clear, and you need to step up your game. So I just, and that will only make the organization better. That keeps everybody accountable all the way through.
He's also managed the goalie situation. Last time you were in, right, we were talking goalies, and we were talking that Swayman missed a couple. When would he be back? How would he handle it? Well, he's been back for two, and the other night I thought he was awesome.
He was. Carolina was great. Fantastic game against Carolina, and that's a tough game. That's a really tough game because you get smoked 7-2. It wasn't completely on him, but you're the goalie. You should have made a couple more saves. You give up seven goals. You're not good enough. Korpisalo comes in, wins the next night. Then they go back to him Thursday night, wins again. Okay, now I'm the big guy. Now I'm the one who's supposed to be leading this team, and I just sat out for 5 days. I have to watch Korpisalo win two games, which is great for me. We want to get in the playoffs, but on that competitive side, I have to show on Saturday. I have to elevate my level. I have to be accountable. And that's, again, I think that's some of the stuff that has been just automatic with the Bruins culture. It slipped a little last year, and they're trying to get back to that. And that's just Swayman over the last week is another example of that.
It's no surprise, you know, Swayman's playing a little bit better, but also the defense in front of him in this last game against the Islanders. I mean, it took... They didn't have a shot on goal, I think, for the first 15 minutes of the game. Do you attribute that to just Hampus coming back, or are they starting to figure out this new defensive system they're running? Is they're getting more comfortable with that, or did, you know, Hampus have that much of an effect on the defense?
It's both, but I think Hampus leads you into having better defensive structure. They're 6-1 when Hampus is in the lineup.
Okay,
that isn't coincidental. And the only loss is when he came back the one game against Colorado, which no one's winning in Colorado this year. He just sets everything perfect too, right? So the back end now is Zadorov and McAvoy. Zadorov has been as consistent as anyone the first month. He's been fantastic. He's stayed out of the box. He's been physical. He's intimidating. He lines up well with McAvoy. Then you have Lindholm, who can take a lot of defensive zone faceoffs. He can go down to the third pair. He can go be with Peak for most of the time. And then Jonathan Asperol, we talk about him as well, who came in for Mason Lowry after the Ottawa debacle. He's a pro. He's a 25, 26-year-old guy. He's been in the minors. He knows exactly what's expected to him, and he doesn't want to give this opportunity up either. So him and Joki Haru have paired off well. So that Lindholm just solidifies everything. But I also think when Marco talked about buying in, I think you see that, okay, this... We're not playing a different system. This isn't last year or 4 years ago. I have to get my head wrapped around this is what we're doing. And I have to buy into that. And if I have to be a little conservative in doing that, then that's what I'll do defensively.
You mentioned Zadorov and how consistent he's been. Borderline crazy. I watch him and he reminds me a little bit of Rodney Harrison. Like, you hate him when he's on the other team, and then when he's on your team, you're like, that's awesome. The Schaefer kid the other night, when he was down on his knees, it was like he executed the kid. It was like down on just boom.
Yeah.
But what has he brought beyond just his? It seems like this is a team that likes to be wants to be old school, physical, yeah. Bruins, blah. Seems like he's at the center of that.
He is. And that's why they brought him in last season. And that's what he's been known to do. He's a veteran guy in the league, he's played on five different teams. And he's an intimidating guy. Like, he's a monster out there.
Oh, yeah.
He's got an edgy character to him, and he's just a, you know, he's there's not many mean guys left. He's right at the top of the mean guys left in the NHL, and that's why I love. I'll go back to exactly what, but like that Schaefer thing with the 18-year-old kid, like that was automatic when I played in the NHL. Like, if you're an 18-year-old, you expected to get like roughed up once a game like that to prove that you're in the NHL.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what that was to me. We're killing that penalty all day, and the rest of the league kind of takes notice and appreciates that, and appreciates Shea for pushing back too. As an 18-year-old, that's what you have to do. You have to stand up to guys like that. So, but when it comes to Zadorov, I think last season, at the start of last season, he was doing a lot. And when he gets doing a lot, then sticks are in the way and penalties get taken. And he was just, there's just too many minors and it snowballed him. But after Christmas, he was as solid as anyone on the back end. He's carried that into this season. I think he's really, really controlled, playing with a lot of control right now. And when he does that, he can find his hits and he can find his spots to be physical rather than running around. It kind of comes to him rather than him going to get it.
Let's talk about who had a guy that had a great game the other night against Islanders. Kuznetsov.
Yeah,
am I saying that right?
Well done.
Okay, he's getting an opportunity because with Elias out of the top line, some playing time in that top line. What do you think about him? How he's looking and just how he looks on that number one line now?
Yeah, they're put in a bit of a difficult position because the centers were lining up well with Elias Lindholm at first line. Then they moved Zacha. That when Mittelstadt came out, Zacha's moved to the middle. Mittelstadt's on the wing now. That's really set that second line. So now you have Lindholm, you've got Zach on the second line. Fraser Minton, the young guy's done extremely well. Continue to progress kind of every game, and then you have Sean Corrales as the fourth line. So what happens is when Lindholm comes out of the lineup with an injury, you don't want to disrupt the second line with Zacha. You don't want to, Minton, you don't want to put up on that first line, and then you don't want to move around Corrali. So the bottom three centers you don't want to touch, so you have to go to a guy like Kuznetsov, who's played a little bit of center, and you have to rely on David Pastrnak, who drives that line. There's three guys in the league that drive from the wing. David's one of them. And Kuznetsov fit in perfectly in that respect, in that, okay, play well defensively, but go get the puck. You don't have to be the centerman in the middle of the ice all the time. Geeky can come over to the middle a little bit. David can do a little bit of that. Just go get the puck and get those guys the puck. And he has a ton of energy. And the great news for him is that he's showing off a little bit of skill and a little bit of offensive flair with this opportunity, scoring the overtime winner, getting the shootout. So now you can play with the little, you're playing with house money a little bit, right? Yeah. And you can play with a little more confidence. So good on him for another guy like what we've talked about, a few other players taking advantage of an opportunity.
Can I, real quick, I want to intervene. The shootout.
Yeah.
What are the rules on, like, can you just skate everywhere you want to skate before you, I mean, can you do anything you want to before you get to the goalie?
As long as you're going forward.
As
long as you're going forward. So you can come to almost a dead stop. You can go all the way outside.
You can fake it.
As long as everything's moving forward, you know, millimeters.
So, gotcha. Okay. What did you have the most trouble with as a goalie? What do you hate? Because there's guys, some guys are like snails.
Yeah.
It's real slow. Other guys, a little speed, a little quicker. What do you think is the most effective from a goalie perspective?
It's player to player. What makes guys so, because there's video, right? Like even when I played, I watch video of it. So if a guy had three different progressions off exactly the same pattern. So there was guys like, I knew what a guy was going to do by the way he picked up the puck. Because he would do three different moves. Yep. So if he did it one way, but the guys that were difficult were the ones who did the exact same pattern, but could go forehand, or they could go forehand backhand, or they, you know, like, so it's the guys that have three progressions off of the same route that were always the most difficult, because you have to be a little more patient.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. So I think the second time you were here, we were talking a lot of captains.
Yeah.
And we're not really talking about it now. The team is winning. We are giving Marco Sturm credit for whatever buttons he's pushing. So is it safe to say that whole there's no captain leadership question is not really an issue right now?
No, it isn't. And it really shouldn't be. And I don't, you know, they're going to lose three in a row or four in a row again at some point, right? So maybe it'll pop
up. You predicting that?
Yeah, I am. They've still got 70, we got 68 games left. Something's going to happen. Yeah, 67 games, 66 after tonight. They're going to lose a few in a row again at some point. But again, I think this month is perfect for that question or that thought or that idea that everything's kind of under control. They won three, they lost seven, they won three. They're resilient. They've got a group in place that's getting themselves through it. Again, individually, I'm sure behind the scenes, they're all still trying to figure out exactly what they do or how they become the have the C on the jersey. But there's enough guys in the room right now. If you go 7-8 and then come out of that, win 4 in a row, there's enough guys that have been pushing the right buttons, not just the coaching staff.
Last time we talked, Razor, the Bruins were dead last in the NHL in penalties. And most penalty minutes. Now they're third to last. So they've gotten better. And
then moving on up.
And
they've won the last four games. Is that a coincidence, or is there something to just less penalties? This team's might lead to wins penalties all over the ice for the first several games.
Yeah, they're shooting themselves in the foot in a big way. And I also think that it goes to how they're playing better defensively. So they're in better position and not likely to take a tripping call or not likely to get behind and get a stick in and a hook or a high stick. So, but at the end of the day, they got the message from the Ottawa game. They gave up they gave up four power play goals against the Ottawa Senators last Monday night. So this team tonight has a great power play, but they also play a style that causes you to reach, causes you to hook. So their structure, the Bruins structure that we've seen in the last four games will be under the microscope tonight. So I think it's been just as much about how they've played 5-on-5 rather than the fact that they just said we're not taking penalties. I think it's their play that's dictated that a little bit.
Have you gotten whatever it is, 14 games in here, 15 games, whatever it is, to this point in the season, have their highs been as good as you thought they'd be? Have their lows been worse than you thought they'd be? Have you sort of reassessed maybe the floor and the ceiling of this team? Are you getting any bigger picture vibes?
So, well, it's interesting. I think I would have said they would be 8-7 through 15 games.
Nailed it.
I certainly would not have predicted the way they got here.
We know. We've talked about it. Yeah. You blew the Vegas thing. We'll just forget Vegas.
I had rose-colored glasses on. The 3-1 start at home. I was like, maybe let's really double down.
They're going out to team bond. And,
No, that's a tough road trip. Boy, Utah's no joke either. So not many teams are going to win. What did I say? 2-1 out there? Yeah. I blew that big time. I think the league's chaotic. Like, the league is at right now at NFL chaoticness, in that literally in the Eastern Conference, there isn't a team under 500. The bottom of the last place team are the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference are the last place team. They're 6-6-1. The best team in the conference is the Toronto or the Montreal Canadiens at 19-3-1. Florida's 6 points behind them, which is a weekend in the National League. So all that being said is I think the Bruins have got themselves back into a good spot with these four wins in a row. I think at the end of the day, we're going to see a lot of inconsistencies throughout the entire league. There's the Islanders the other day, like they started 0-4, they went 3-0, then they went 0-3, and then they went 5-0. So it's like everybody's kind of doing the same. I think this is what the condensed schedule has brought to the NHL. And the good news for the Bruins, again, is that they didn't let it get away, because you could have let it get away, and now they've brought it back in, and now they're right in the middle of the mix again.
I mean, you listen to the – let's be honest. I mean, that 6-game losing streak, it felt – the way the players were talking, Razor, it was – I was surprised to hear how just down they were, and they just felt like they were beaten, and the season just started. I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that they've – kind of recaptured their magic again. I mean, you heard all those comments.
Yeah.
Were you a little bit surprised to see where they're at considering how they were talking?
So I'm all, you guys know, I'm really positive. I don't, I know how long these seasons are. I know how things can change, but that it wasn't so much the Ottawa game. It was the fact that the next night they played the Islanders and they gave up two goals in the first 6 minutes. I'm like, oh my God,
yep.
this is what this could happen 68 more times. This really, I was really down after the first period against the Islanders for them to have lost 7 of 8, to get smoked by Ottawa and then come back and be lackluster. But, and it's a big but, is you see why I stay pretty positive, because things turn around in this league so quickly. It's really hard to go. It's really hard to do this with the NHL on a day-to-day basis, because things change so quickly. To say one day they're awful, the next day they're good, especially this season. So to answer your question, yeah, for for the first time, even like, because I think last year it just kind of happened and I was like, yeah, whatever. Like the season was over in a week last year. You didn't even think about it. Like they were good. And then all of a sudden they were the worst thing you've ever seen. This was the first time in a while, especially early in the season. I'm like, oh my gosh, this team doesn't have a clue at the end of that. And then they proved me wrong and went 4.5 in a row. So it's what the league is. It's what the league wants, and there's just a lot of parity.
And then the other night, Ted, we were talking about it. They went 15 minutes without giving up a shot, basically.
Oh, right.
You go from a game where you give up two goals to not giving up a shot for 15 minutes. So there definitely is a little bit of an ebb and flow with this team. They feels like you're right. They're still going to stay streaky. You mentioned Lauri, though.
Yep.
Where does that go? Where do you think that goes with him and his mindset, his role, everything that goes into that situation?
Well, he's going to get a great opportunity at some point. It's hard as a young guy, but he hasn't had a lot of adversity because his first year as a pro, he gets called up pretty early, and then he's with Charlie McAvoy in the Stanley Cup playoffs on the first pairing, and he's doing fantastic. They beat Toronto. Then he goes to Florida and plays the Stanley Cup champs, and he's taking all the minutes, and everything's great. And then last year, faced a lot of adversity, but it didn't really matter. Like, he had a good start to the season, and then the wheels fell off for him, the team, but no one really paid attention. When you're really bad in any pro sport, but NHL is the same, no one cares. Like, no one pays attention to you at all when you're last place. Mm-hmm. Now you've got the eyes, okay, what's his bounce back? What's the young guy? What's his bounce back going to be? And it wasn't a perfect camp by any means. It hasn't been a perfect start, so now you get the reset. So this is like his first National Hockey League reset, and everybody has it, all the way to Patrice Bergeron, Zdeno Chara, Brad Marchand took 39 games to score his first. Like, everybody has this early in their career, and you have to fight your way through it. So hopefully he's mad. Hopefully he's upset. Marco Sturm said it.
He said as much,
you know, hopefully he's pissed off. Like, if he isn't, like, if he doesn't come back pissed off, if he doesn't come back in the lineup and say, I'm never giving up my spot again, that's what you need. They're too often, especially now, is with the younger kids, they're entitled. It's an old man thing, but it's true. It really is true. And I think there's a little bit of that in the National League, too. Like, oh, I'm really good. I can skate as well as these guys. I'm entitled to this job. And if you can take that away from somebody just for a little bit, and see what the response is, and put that into their game that they'll never feel that way again, that they could be Zdeno Chara and think that every single day the rest of my career I'm going to play like I'm going to get sent to the minors if I don't play good. If you get that in, now you'll have something. So hopefully that's what he's learned through this. He's going to be back in the lineup sooner than later, my guess is, and it'll be on him to show.
I think taking guys playing time away is one of the more effective tools to motivate.
Yep. It is.
It is. I got to ask, did you see Ovechkin's 900th goal last night?
I did.
That was filthy, right? But what was Binnington doing? What was he doing, man?
Stealing the puck. Just so good.
Is that you like that? What was
I loved it. So it's so funny because I do the NHL radio spot on the NHL radio like once a week or once every 10 days. And last season, the host and I had been talking all season, like, when Ovi scores this goal, I'm taking the puck. Like, and up, we were talking about, like, 890, 891. Like, if he scored any of those, I'm taking the puck.
Yep.
So the fact he actually did it last night was, I was late to the party. I was in the car. I heard he scored, and then I got home and saw him actually trying to put the puck in. It was unbelievable. Like, so good.
So you're to blame for it.
Yeah, I guess there's no chance he was listening to NHL radio, but somebody got to him. One of his buddies from back home probably told him, hey, dude, I want that puck. So
that's awesome.
That was really cool.
All right, so we know you're really good at predictions. You had Vegas. You have a three-game losing streak coming at some point.
Yeah.
7-2 loss to Ottawa tonight. What happens?
It's a hockey game tonight. It's definitely a hockey game tonight. Ottawa's been struggling as well, which is interesting. But I'll tell you, I say the Bruins, I'm not sure if this turns out to be like more goals than I think it does. Like, I'm not sure if you can really lock down Ottawa, but I'll say they went 4-3. How about that?
It feels considering like so many over. Goals, no, considering the over.
I am considering the over.
4-3 win for the Bruins. All right, Razor, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Love it. Thanks, guys.
Man. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll get back to the Patriots, the Bucks. Big game in Tampa Bay this weekend. Injuries are a major issue for both teams. We'll touch on that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Next. These are two really good playoff teams.
Not even playing the game.
I am playing the game.
Here we go.
Sometimes we have a double must win.
Sometimes
this
not
is this is not a must win.
Okay, that's fair.
It would be disrespectful to the sentiment of must win to act like these two teams that are combined 13-4 that both have at least one really good win already on their resume, with Tampa beating Seattle and with New England beating Buffalo. One of them has to lose. It's not going to be a disaster for either one of them.
Somebody always has to lose.
Not necessarily.
Is that your – who is
that's
that?
My guy, man.
That's your boy. Was that your boy Nick Wright?
That's Nick Wright, FS1.
And no,
did radio for a couple years together.
You don't have to have a loser. We've already had a tie this year, right?
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
So you could end up with a tie. Yeah. I don't.
What quarterback do we need to remind that you can have ties? What was the quarterback that said, I didn't know you could have a tie in a game?
Right. Who was that?
I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember, but yes, there was a quarter. Might have been Deshaun Watson.
It might have been.
I feel like it was Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. I didn't know there were ties.
We digress, but it's yes, teams can tie, but is this a must-win? No, certainly is not. But
you poo-pooed that quick.
I think it's a good checkpoint for both teams. I feel like the Patriots, if you were to like kind of their run defense versus our run offense, their pass defense versus the Patriots, and you just kind of went down and compared and contrast both of the teams, I think the Patriots have I think they're very evenly matched. I think the Patriots have a slight edge when it comes to all the metrics and all the stuff you go through to decide who you think is going to win. I feel like the Patriots should win this game, in my opinion, on paper. I don't think they're favored to win, nope. But I feel like the way they've been cruising, the way the quarterback is playing, they're similar styles to the two quarterbacks. I just think Drake May is just – I think he's just – he's a little bit more gifted athletically. And so I think this is going to be a fascinating game, a compelling game. And I mean, I'd love for the Patriots to win this game because then it puts you – you're on the big stage again. You are back on the big stage – and you have three cupcakes before the bye week. I mean, my goodness, just think that you could go 8-2 with like with the Giants and the Jets and the Bengals left before your bye week. I mean, could they be 11-2 at the bye? It's
we're getting greedy. 11-2 on the
table. No, Ted, that's on the table, man.
Yeah. So I think it's a compelling game. For what you mentioned earlier too, Andy, is you have two quarterbacks in this game that are in the top five of MVP votes.
That's what I love. I love the, like, there's the, as Fitzy has pointed out, you got the two conferences. So if you want to talk yourself into it, could be a Super Bowl preview because they're two lost teams. And that, you know, the best teams in the NFL have two losses right now. That's where the league is. And then you have the quarterback stories of Baker Mayfield, MVP candidate. He's the older, not journeyman, but traveled guy who's found the home, settled in, and then you just got the upstart Drake May, who we've talked about all along. We didn't see this coming. We saw it coming eventually. We didn't see it coming starting in week two and going right on through the middle of the season.
Certainly
not. This is a huge game. I think injuries are going to play a role, so I want to get to the Patriots injury report from today. Some good news, bad news. I'll start with the good news, I guess. You got a couple guys back. Joshua Farmer, you probably don't care that much about, but Garrett Bradbury, your center, is back on the practice field. And Drake May spoke yesterday about how important he's been.
Oh, yeah.
Also talked about the swag he brings, which I never would have thought Garrett Bradbury brings swag, but whatever he does in
just,
that.
Just a side note, he might be the smallest center I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's not a big guy.
Yeah, but he's getting the job done for them, and he certainly is on the same page with
Ryan
Drake
Wendell
May.
Light.
Ryan Wendell was a small one, too.
Okay.
The three guys did not practice today, though. That's Kayshon Booty with the hamstring, and then the hip injury for Christian Ellis, and then Ramondre Stevenson with this toe injury continues to be a DNP. So there's a chance, trending toward, you're going to be without your number one running back, again, as you were last week, and if you consider Booty your number one receiver, certain your number deep threat, you're going to be without him again. Or how concerning are the injuries right here?
They're not as concerning because I feel like Josh can scheme around not having Booty out there. You had DeMario Douglas was the deep threat last week. So, you know, the guy had four catches. He averaged 25 yards per catch. So he's the deep threat right now, and so they found a guy for that. What I'm kind of bummed out about is Ramondre, because I do worry about, obviously, pass protection, and Ramondre's their best pass protector, and as far as running backs go, the Bucs 15 sacks in the last three games. The Patriots have given up 16 sacks, so I don't like Ramondre not being out there, because I worry about the health of the quarterback. And so I think the Ramondre is probably my biggest concern, not being there. Followed by Booty, and then Christian Ellis will be my third, Fitzy. I think they can scheme around Booty not being out there.
Yeah, I agree. I was telling Andy in the first hour, Ted, that my two key players for Sunday's game in Tampa as far as making the offense go in both not only advancing the ball but also just handling this pass rush will be Travion and Pop Douglas, because if Pop can get open quick, if they line up Pop creatively like they did last week, putting him in at running back, having him run out on wheels and run surprise plays. And if Travion can have a great blocking day like he did at Ohio State and finally start to pick that up at the pro level, that's going to be massive for making sure that Drake has time to get some stuff done.
From a Bucs perspective, they had four players that did not practice today. Chris Godwin, still not on the practice field. Bucky Irving, Hassan Reddick, and Marquise Watts. I think Reddick is
first of your big names.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And they've been dealing with some issues. The Reddick one, he's a key part of their front. I think I looked and he's like 77% playtime guy, snap guy. Now, I will say, we were talking about it earlier, Ted, they do get pressure, but they don't have like one big gun. They got a bunch of guys. I think it was eight guys who have multiple sacks each. So, you know, they're kind of bringing it from different guys, different directions. But I think that's a good one right there for the Patriots to if Hassan Reddick doesn't play.
Did you see any Levante David on any of the injury reports? Because I thought he was earlier.
Yes, he is full participation.
Okay, so
he's there, but he is he's got a knee.
Not the linebacker he used to be, but he's still a hell of a linebacker. 2.5 sacks and 6 tackles for a loss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's still chugging along.
He's clutch.
There.
He's their Bobby Wagner. I was saying earlier, Ted. Like somehow he gets older, but somehow is clutch every time you need him to.
And then you got a big old Vita Vea. You guys know who he is, right?
Oh yeah,
he's unmistakable.
Oh yeah,
he's got 2.5 sacks. Very rarely you see a nose tackle with multiple sacks, but. It's just a big body.
I don't love that we're talking about the, in your eyes, one of the most undersized centers against, and then Vita Vea.
Dude.
I don't love that combo. Hey, Doug Marrone, figure it out.
Seriously.
Make it happen.
Man, stay low, Garrett. Stay low,
stay
bud.
Stay low, and then you'll be a speed bump when he goes over the top of you. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls. Let's go to your guy. Let's go to your guy, Pauly in Dedham. What's up, Pauly?
What's up, Pauly?
What's up? What's up, good fellas? Hey, Bobby Wagner is playing for Tampa Bay now?
No.
Levante David.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were talking to say something about Bobby Wagner.
No.
Playing for him. I thought he played for DC.
He's still in with the Commanders, yep.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's time to unveil Efton Chisholm. It's all hands on deck. Booty's not gonna play, and I'm giving Williams, a little bit of time to show his wares. If he starts to falter, I'm splitting up, pop out wide, and I'm bringing Efton Chisholm. And there's no book on him. This is going to be a close game, a tough game. I got to favor Tampa in this one. They got to lose at some point. This is going to be a tough one. But, hey, the warm weather, they probably can't wait to get down there into the warm weather. Probably going to do, they'll be really enjoying that, the thought of that. But
thanks for the call, Paulie.
Paul, you know what they used to really enjoy going down there.
Venus.
Oh, that was the – it was – everybody's favorite place was to go to Tampa Bay. And when I was a rookie, I was like, why? What's down there? Mons Venus.
Yep.
Mons Venus. And there was another one, too. I can't remember
the
name.
The Dollhouse.
Is that what it is? Okay, maybe so. But there was two.
Are we exposing ourselves to things we shouldn't know about?
It's been a while.
I might have gone to a couple of bachelor parties back in the day.
Show trip?
Yeah. Real quick about Efton Chisholm. I would love to see him unveiled at some time. And what I like about what I think he can bring to the table is that he gives the quarterback a quick solution. I think he gets open so fast, and it's over the middle, and it's an easy throw, and it will take pressure off of Drake May back there holding the ball, patting the ball. Send him on crossing routes, send him on snag routes, juke routes, Z routes, and isolate him against middle linebackers, and I think you'd have some success. I don't know. I think part of why they don't put him out there is the blocking isn't probably what they want, but I just think he can get open fast for a quarterback who is – having issues getting the ball out of his hands.
I also wonder, we obviously can't see practice, what the rapport is like if he is getting reps with May, because we've talked about it a lot. Like, Pop doesn't always look comfortable sort of sitting down in space. Is Chisholm comfortable? Are they on the same page? Is there a trust level? Because those quick throws are great when they work, but if you're not on the same page, then all of a sudden it's a tipped ball and Ted Johnson's there to pick it off and he's running the other way, so can go the wrong direction. Let's go to one more phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alex in Duxbury. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, good afternoon. Curious about Jake May and what you think about him. His accuracy wasn't the same last game, and I'm wondering if there's any chance you feel that he might be a little more banged up than we've been led to believe. Curious as to your thoughts. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Alex.
It doesn't look like it to me. I mentioned maybe the weather. It wasn't too cold, but I don't know. I thought it was the ball was slick. I think it was cold enough where the ball was slippery. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I attributed that to. But he was a little errant in his throws early on, for sure. So in high, right?
Absolutely, he was high. I was kind of just racking
the balls
it up
were high.
To,
yes, he was not.
Yes,
high.
Not him. The balls.
We should ask Diz about that.
I thought he was due for a day where, like, maybe he wasn't quite on. I mean, I know everybody wants to pretend like every pass Tom Brady threw was dead on, and every pass that Peyton Manning threw, it wasn't. I watched those guys miss throws, right?
Oh yeah, and the thing was, he was completing like 75% of his balls, 20 yards more. It's like that. The next closest guy was at 48. Yeah. Like he was that accurate throwing deep balls. So he's obviously, to your point, was due probably to have a game where he wasn't going to be as accurate. It's nothing, I don't think, to panic about, and I certainly don't think it's anything health-related. He looks like he's moving around just fine.
Up next.
Weather's going to be nice, by the way. Sunny and 83 Sunday.
There we go.
So don't worry about that, guys.
Coming up on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to take your phone calls, 617-779-7937. And I do want to touch on Kyle Williams. third-round pick. We got to keep our picks. That's a guy you picked last year. Is he ready for a breakout? I've heard Giardi. I've heard Reese. All these guys are like Kyle Williams. He played a lot last week, and he didn't do much. Does he have another shot, another bite at the apple this week in Tampa? That's coming up with your calls here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think Kyle's doing a lot of really good things. He's a young player who's, you know, come in and he's, you know, some of the guys that have been in front of him have really done a nice job. I think that's part of the role of a young player who's trying to progress is you wait your turn, you get your opportunities. Hopefully you make some plays and you continue to earn more. So practice is hard every day. He's out there every day, which is an important part for a young player to develop. He knows what to do. He's played multiple spots. He knows how to function in multiple spots. And we'll see if there's more opportunities out here as we go forward.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, who you'll hear tomorrow, 2:15, WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, bud.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Talking about the Patriots offense right there. He's talking about Kyle Williams, and football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with this juicy Week 10 matchup between the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So do we want to start here with the up-and-comer, Kyle Williams, or the down-and-out wide receiver? I got a little choose-your-own-adventure segment here.
Well, let's start with the negative first and then go to the positive.
Okay, down-and-out via TMZ's Twitter account. Antonio Brown is in custody for attempted murder. He has been extradited from Dubai to the U.S.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of been on the lam for a while.
I think we all knew Antonio Brown wasn't going to end well.
He was heading towards an end that this this seems like a fitting in to kind of the behaviors that we were witnessing here, even, you know, here, just erratic. Yeah. It was erratic. It was crazy, right, Fitzy?
Oh, yeah, it's Tampa Patriots week.
Anybody that takes off their shirt and does shirtless jumping jacks in the end zone in the middle of a football game to quit the team in the league, I think that's the perfectly adjusted human being.
Wait, Ted, did you know he was he like, were these charges imminent? Did you know
this isn't the first time. This was reported a couple weeks ago, and they just finally got him.
And he
in
took
custody.
Off to Dubai yes. thinking he could.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
You're right, Fitzy, because that is, remember when, it wasn't Vernon Davis, it was his brother, retired at halftime for Buffalo.
Vontae Davis.
Oh,
Vontae
I thought Davis. That was kind of awesome.
Literally had a pre-written Instagram note. He was like...
I think that's kind of badass, man. Just, you know what?
You wish you could have done that?
I don't know. Part of me is like, why go through the whole warm-up and, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like if you just all of a sudden you're feeling it, you're like, you know what? Hey, I'm done. You went out on your terms, didn't you?
I guess. And I thought that was kind of like, wow, crazy moment. But the AB taking his pads off, taking his shirt off, that whole thing, I'm not sure we'll ever see that recreated or anything similar.
Well, I know we're not supposed to laugh because the poor guy might just be like, who knows?
Yeah, no,
suffering I think, so much mental illness.
Maybe. And, yeah, I think football keeps it somewhat contained.
Yeah.
And then when they retire from football, there's no containment, and it just, it's sad. I mean, there's guys that were really good. I forget, who was the guy you just found in a hotel dead? Just, you know, I can't remember who it was, a wide receiver for the Jaguars. A good player. Like, you just hear about these players, these sad innings. I mean, the young kid that in Dallas that took his own life. It's just, man, there's a lot of guys that are, you'll never know. The train just keeps moving. It's and the machine keeps churning.
Yep.
But there's a lot of guys that are suffering in silence. And it just Antonio Brown is just another, it's going to be another unfortunate kind of statistic at the end of the day, man.
And he was so good. In his prime, there was, I think he was the quickest guy in and out of breaks that I'd ever seen. Like, he just was, it was almost like a video game or something.
He was uncoverable.
Human body isn't really supposed to do what he was able to do.
I think Tyreek at the height of his superpowers. Maybe even Steph Diggs at the height of his, you know?
But, you know, those guys are truly like 1% of 1% of 1%.
Like, you know what it's fun to watch is just those guys do the bags.
Yeah.
Or the ladder.
Right.
Just go through, do footwork.
Well,
you say you're going... Like their feet are just like pistons that are firing.
And I always love those, and I used to say this, like, you see it at camp, where the first guy who does it, let's say it's AB. If you're like Efton Chisholm, don't go right after him.
No.
You don't want to be let like three or four guys go and then get compared to the normal guy, because you're not him. You might be an NFL player, but you're not him, and don't put that in the coach's eye, because it might make them think you don't measure up.
That's what Katzenmoyer would do. I was like, son of a bitch. I don't want to go behind Katzenmoyer. Jesus.
I actually saw him on my Twitter feed the other day randomly, like the biggest hit I've ever seen in the NFL. I mean, in college football, he killed a guy.
Oh
my God. And it was the big old pads and the big old neck roll. And
He's still jacked up. I think he's... You know, it's a little too much. He needs to work out a little bit. He's gotten put on some LBs, but
probably some Miller Lights or things that I like.
He'd still smoke any of us in a race, though. I guarantee you,
freak. But speaking of wide receivers on the up and coming, Kyle Williams. We had your guy Paulie bring up Efton Chisholm, but Kyle Williams was out there 30 something snaps last week.
He was out there for 46% of the plays.
And really didn't do much.
One target.
Yeah.
And no catches.
And if you guys listened to Drake May yesterday, there was a little bit of an awkward exchange with Doug Kide and Drake May. Doug Kide had talked to Kyle Williams in the locker room. And Kyle Williams has said, there was a couple times Drake and I weren't on the same page, a little miscommunication. So Doug Kide asked Drake May about it, and he was like, I don't remember any miscommunication.
Ooh,
so there's a little
something
disconnect there, not just on the field where they're not connecting on passes, but what we're saying to the media, how we're painting this picture.
You know, Fitzy, you hear the stories of Efton Chisholm. He's there at 5 in the morning.
Oh,
he beats his coach. And I wonder if Kyle Williams is like, that son of a, you know.
Brown noser.
Such a teacher's pet.
She bring him coffee, too.
But you want Kyle. I was a fan of his game when I looked at the tape when they drafted him. And I go, okay, I like what I see in this kid. But it feels a kind of unfortunate, Fitzy, because I feel like there's a lot of people that thought he was going to impact the team right away, and he hasn't. He's been a pretty much a disappointment up to this point.
Yeah, because all we kept hearing about in the pre-draft process, Ted, was Kyle Williams has the most elite release package of all the wide receivers in this draft. He has first-round talent, just hasn't had the exposure because he was at Eastern Washington. That was FHS.
He was at Washington State.
Bledsoe alma mater. But, yep. I mean, I can't remember, quite honestly, guys, the last time the Patriots drafted a downfield threat that panned out.
Okay, little old gullible Andy, I'm saying it. Give me the over on the catches and the over on the yards this week. Booty doesn't play. They want a legitimate deep guy. They don't want the facsimile that is Pop Douglas. He gets on the field, and I'm saying, I don't know what the number is, so I'm going to say he has 3 catches for more than 37 and a half yards for Kyle Williams. I know it's not huge, but I'm saying it's a first step for Kyle Williams and the Patriots offense in Tampa.
I'm taking the under on that.
Oh, that negativity.
Yeah,
Ted.
I'm riding with Teddy on that.
This is a big game. They need to win this game. They're not going to be just tinkering with things, I don't think.
All right, I'll stand on Positive Island all by myself, as usual. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, your calls and the drive, where we go back to Drake May, the sacks, the level of concern, whose fault is it, and much more on this Patriots-Bucks game. That's up next in The Drive on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.